This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time for the Kelly Kelly Show. Kelly is an award-winning photographer and the owner of the website iloveclearwater.com. Doug is the author of four published books and a contributing editor for Florida Sportsman magazine. And now, here they are.
Yep, indeed, here we are, and thank you for being with us. Don't touch that dial. We're going to have a good show today. Besides our intro about this, that, and the other, we're going to have one of our themed song shows. So you'll be able to just sit back, relax, and hopefully enjoy a little bit of music. What's the theme this time, Kel?
It's naming the months of the year,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's either associated with the months of the year or the name is in the title or the lyric somewhere. So we're going to go from January to December, and that'll be kind of neat. I did want to mention that the statewide Florida primary took place last Tuesday, and you probably already know that. It included local elections. As expected, Donald Trump easily won the Republican primary because basically all of his opponents dropped out in the last few weeks. And Joe Biden wasn't even on the ballot per the request of the Florida's Democrat Party.
And although the Tan Talk Radio Network covers Tampa Bay, we broadcast from WTAN Studio in Clearwater. On the Clearwater ballot, Bruce Rector was elected mayor, and the two other city council seats being contested were won by Mike Menino and Ryan Cotton.
You know, there was also on the ballot a referendum that's going to have long-term effects on future elections for municipal races. Certainly in Clearwater and other municipalities that depend on the plurality format. And basically this referendum stated that the present format of being a plurality, and that means whoever gets the most votes wins, even if they don't reach 50%. And that could be really important, and there's 3, 4, 5 people running, and the winner could be someone who only gets 25-30% of the electorate's support. And you really don't want a city leader in there who's only got limited support. So this brings it back in sync with the county, the state, and federally, where it is a majority vote. And that means if there are more than two people and the two top vote getters don't get 50%, they go to a runoff. And that way, we won't have elections in March. It'll be in August, like all the other primaries. And if there is a runoff, then that'll go to the November general election, which is held in November. So that way, the winner will have received a majority of vote from the support from the voters.
With us today handling the control room is Ed Davis, Tan Talk's executive producer. How you doing, Ed?
Executive producer is tired of the pollen in the air.
There's what?
Pollen?
The pollen? Yeah.
Pollen. Just so over my eyes just keep watering.
Goodness.
People ask me all the time, are you crying? What are you crying about? I'm like, yeah. Just a pollen.
You know, my daughter had the same thing. She's over in Tampa, and all that oak tree pollen has got, she's coughing. She can barely talk. Her eyes are watering. It's terrible.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I used to have that before I took monthly
injections,
and then after a year it went away. So
All right. Well, from time to time, we like to divert from our usual interview format to play songs with certain themes, such as Broadway musicals, popular movie songs, rock and roll, or country, and so on. And our theme for this show is about, again, as I said, each of the 12 months of the year. So the songs, again, have either the name of the month in the title or in the lyrics or some meaning toward that month.
Right, you are. We're going to play those 12 songs right after these words from our sponsors. But before we do, see if you know the answer to this trivia question. True or false, a man once had the hiccups for 68 years?
Yeah.
The answer, right after this.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
In 1955, the law firm now known as Peronick, Caulfield, Averill, and Noyes made a decision. Instead of taking whatever cases came through their doors, they decided to focus specifically on personal injury. 64 years later, the law firm is one of Clearwater's longest-running personal injury firms. Available 24 hours a day with offices in Clearwater and throughout Tampa Bay, they're ready to put decades of experience to work for you if you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident or injured due to someone's negligence or recklessness. If you feel overwhelmed, uncertain, or unsure about your next steps after being involved in an accident or after a loved one sustained serious injuries due to someone else's negligence, call Perenick, Caulfield, Averill, and Noyes at 727-796-8282 or online at usalaw.com. That's 727-796-8282 or online at usalaw.com. Non-attorney spokesman.
Shop the largest selection of Guy Harvey apparel, artwork, and gift items at GuyHarvey.com. From the world-renowned marine wildlife artist, the Guy Harvey online shop features the latest in performance apparel, classic Guy Harvey t-shirts, decor for every room in your home, exquisite ocean-inspired jewelry, and unique gift items, including custom merchandise not available anyplace else. Browse an extensive catalog of original Guy Harvey works of art and a full range of beautiful reproductions. As with all Guy Harvey merchandise, a percentage of sales benefits the ocean conservation, research, and education work of the Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation. The Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation will help ensure that future generations can enjoy and benefit from a well-balanced ocean ecosystem. Bring the undersea world into your everyday life at GuyHarvey.com.
Just about everyone is fascinated by the mafia. Books and movies like The Godfather, Goodfellas, Casino, and many others became bestsellers and box office hits. Did you know that a century ago, mobsters like Al Capone discovered Florida's tropical climate and sparse law enforcement? Mafia bosses from around the nation began setting up illegal operations in Florida. Now, for the first time, a new book titled Sunshine State Mafia, A History of Florida's Mobsters, Hitmen, and Wise Guys, provides vivid stories and never-before-seen images of dangerous criminals who settled in Florida full or part-time. Written by renowned author Doug Kelly, Sunshine State Mafia exposes the hidden history of the mob throughout the state and includes Doug's own brushes with crime figures. Sunshine State Mafia is available at all major book retailers or obtain a signed copy by calling 727-724-4949. Or email sunshinestatemafia@gmail.com.
These days, amidst supply chain issues, staffing crises, and rising energy bills, it's not easy to be a successful entrepreneur in Clearwater. For many, financial fears have led to sleepless nights. On top of that, many more have employees and customers that they're trying to protect and reassure. A monumental task when they themselves are struggling with burnout. We're all experiencing a lot of intense emotions. So where can you find safe harbor? At Amplify Clearwater. Amplify Clearwater is your chamber of commerce, and the name says it all. To make Clearwater larger, greater, stronger. Here you'll find like-minded members who are seeking opportunities to learn from each other, to collaborate, network, support, and do business together. Every business owner's goal in 2022 is to grow their business. If you need help, your friends at Amplify Clearwater are here for you. Submit your application today at amplifyclearwater.com/join.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
All right, here we are. Thank you for being with us on the Kelly Kelly Show. I'm Doug Kelly with my better 7/8, as I say it. Excuse me, rather than my better half, Kelly Kelly. And also Big Ed Davis in the control room. And before the break, we asked you a little trivia question. And that was, true or false, a man once had the hiccups for 68 years. And it sounds so ridiculous that, of course, it's true. But can you imagine spending, well, pretty much all your life with that type of addiction?
Remember that high school girl that lied about it?
Yeah, I do.
Remember she was on all the news and all the some of the talk shows?
Maybe he was, too, yeah.
And she lied to me, and then she got... She went to jail for, like, assisted murder.
Oh, my God.
Murder, some accessory And it went for a long time, and all of a sudden their hiccups went away.
Wow.
That is too much.
That's interesting tidbit.
I guess it'd be hard to kind of prove that unless you have a doctor.
Right.
Well, they tried everything. I mean, it was legitimized by a bunch of people and just didn't. It turned out after she got into jail or prison, it went away.
Or maybe the prison scared them out of her.
Yeah, could have been.
All righty.
Okay, so sit back if at home. Or turn up the volume if in your car, or put on the earplugs if at the beach, and give a listen to songs representing each month of the year.
And our first one's kind of appropriate because maybe 2% of the people listening right now, I doubt if you have ever even heard of Neil Sedaka. He was way back in the late 50s and mid 60s. Actually, he was a performer for many years after that, too. One of the oldies, goldie type performers. But his hit was called Calendar Girl, and it starts in February, runs through all the months, and it's kind of catchy. Here it is.
I love, I love, I love my calendar girl. Yeah, sweet calendar girl. I love, I love, I love my calendar girl. Each and every day of the year. January, you start the year off fine. February, you're my little Valentine. March, gonna march you down the aisle. April, you're the Easter bunny when you smile. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love, I love, I love my little calendar girl. Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day.
Junior prom,
July.
Like a firecracker, I'm aglow.
August.
When you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love, I love, I love my little calendar girl. Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the year.
That song's still pretty cool, you know? Just as a little aside, an inside note, sometimes when we're doing the broadcast, we take a cough drop to help us prevent from coughing on the air. I took the cough drop and it choked me and I started coughing.
You started turning green over here.
Oh, well.
All
so
right.
Tell us about the next one.
The next one is A Valentine by Willie Nelson, of course, for February. It's one of the sweetest Valentine's Day songs ever made. And
okay.
Here it is.
Valentine, won't you be my Valentine? And introduce your heart to mine. And be my Valentine. Summertime, we could run and play like summertime. With storybooks and nursery rhymes. So be my Valentine. you could have a candy heart. You're the sweetest of all sweethearts. Won't you give your heart to me? Can't you see? I love you, Valentine. Won't you be my Valentine? And won't you share your space with mine? And be my Valentine.
Something, you know, what is he, 90 something years old? Must be all that pot he smokes that keeps him so vibrant and going. But he's got that distinctive voice, just perfect for country music, especially. You know, the next song, I really couldn't find a suitable song for March. I know that you have St. Patrick's Day during that month and a few other things, but I found a song that's kind of amusing, and it has the word marching in it, and it's called The Ants Go Marching One by One. Here is by Ants at War.
Five by five, hoorah, hoorah. The ants go marching five by five, hoorah. everyone stops to take a dive, and they all go marching down to the ground to get out of the rain. Boom, 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 boom. The ants go marching six by six, hoorah, hoorah. The ants go marching six by six, hoorah, hoorah. The ants go marching six by six. The little one stops to pick up sticks, and they all go marching down to the ground to get out of the rain. The ants go marching seven by seven, hoorah, hoorah. The ants go marching seven by seven, hoorah, hoorah. The ants go marching seven by seven. The little one stops to pray to heaven. They all go marching down to the ground to get out of the rain. The ants go marching eight by eight, hoorah, hoorah. The ants go marching eight by eight, hoorah, hoorah. The ants go marching eight by eight. The little one stops to roller skate, and they all go marching down to the ground to get out of the rain. The ants go marching nine by nine, hoorah, hoorah. The ants go marching nine by nine, hoorah, hoorah. The ants go marching nine by nine. The little one stops to check the time, and they all go marching down to the ground to get out of the rain. Boom, 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 boom. The ants go marching ten by ten, hoorah, hoorah. The ants go marching ten by ten, hoorah, hoorah. The ants go marching ten by ten. The little one stops to shout the end, and they all go marching down to the ground to get out of the rain. Boom, 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 boom.
Remind me in the future to review your song selections.
Yeah, we lost some people on the ant song, I'm afraid.
I think you lost all our listeners.
Yeah, right around 3x3, ants go 3x3. If I never hear that song again in my life, I'm fine.
Well, understood and well taken. I will remember that in the future. Mm. You know, the next song's kind of cool. Actually, it's one of my favorite songs by the Three Dog Night. I knew Corey Wells, not tightly, but we're friends. We went fishing together a few times when he came to Tampa for various tournaments, charity tournaments. But this one actually is a song by Three Dog Night, but not by Corey, but it's a wonderful song. See if you like it too. It's called I've Got Pieces of April.
April gave us springtime and the promise of the flowers and the feeling that we both share and the love that we call ours. We knew no time for sadness. That's a road we each had brought. I've got pieces of April. I keep them in a memory bouquet. I've got pieces of April. It's a morning in May. We stood on the crest of summer beneath an oak of blossom green, feeling as I did in April, not really knowing what it means. But it must be then that I stand beside me now to make me feel this way, just as I did in April. But it's a morning in May.
pieces of April. I keep them in a memory bouquet. I've got pieces of April, but it's a morning mail. I've got pieces of April. I keep them in a memory bouquet. I've got pieces of April. It's a morning in May. It's a morning. It's a morning in May. Just a morning. Just a morning. Just a morning.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
In 1955, the law firm now known as Peronick, Caulfield, Averill, and Noyes made a decision. Instead of taking whatever cases came through their doors, they decided to focus specifically on personal injury. 64 years later, the law firm is one of Clearwater's longest-running personal injury firms. Available 24 hours a day with offices in Clearwater and throughout Tampa Bay, they're ready to put decades of experience to work for you if you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident or injured due to someone's negligence or recklessness. If you feel overwhelmed, uncertain, or unsure about your next steps after being involved in an accident or after a loved one sustained serious injuries due to someone else's negligence, call Peronick, Caulfield, Averill, and Noyes at 727-796-8282 or online at usalaw.com. That's 727-796-8282 or online at usalaw.com. Non-attorney spokesman.
Shop the largest selection of Guy Harvey apparel, artwork, and gift items at GuyHarvey.com. From the world-renowned marine wildlife artist, the Guy Harvey online shop features the latest in performance apparel, classic Guy Harvey t-shirts, decor for every room in your home, exquisite ocean-inspired jewelry, and unique gift items, including custom merchandise not available anyplace else. Browse an extensive catalog of original Guy Harvey works of art and a full range of beautiful reproductions. As with all Guy Harvey merchandise, a percentage of sales benefits the ocean conservation, research, and education work of the Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation. The Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation will help ensure that future generations can enjoy and benefit from a well-balanced ocean ecosystem. Bring the undersea world into your everyday life at GuyHarvey.com.
Just about everyone is fascinated by the mafia. Books and movies like The Godfather, Goodfellas, Casino, and many others became bestsellers and box office hits. Did you know that a century ago, mobsters like Al Capone discovered Florida's tropical climate and sparse law enforcement? Mafia bosses from around the nation began setting up illegal operations in Florida. Now, for the first time, a new book titled Sunshine State Mafia, A History of Florida's Mobsters, Hitmen, and Wise Guys provides vivid stories and never-before-seen images of dangerous criminals who settled in Florida full or part-time. Written by renowned author Doug Kelly, Sunshine State Mafia exposes the hidden history of the mob throughout the state and includes Doug's own brushes with crime figures. Sunshine State Mafia is available at all major book retailers or obtain a signed copy by calling 727-724-4949. Or email sunshinestatemafia@gmail.com.
Ask any successful entrepreneur. They'll tell you that the fundamental way to grow a business is through strategic connections. Relationships drive business. Forming a solid network of reliable contacts is essential to your growth. And there's no better way to get connected in Clearwater than through membership in Amplify Clearwater, your Chamber of Commerce for Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Amplify Clearwater is your first level of support. Membership affords you the opportunity to meet like-minded business owners you otherwise wouldn't have met. You'll be able to collaborate, network, support, bond, and do business with each other. Interested? Then visit AmplifyClearwater.com. There you'll find all the information you need to make an informed decision and start the membership application process. Amplify Clearwater. One community, one chamber, one vision. Join today at AmplifyClearwater.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Kelly Kelly Show. I'm Kelly Kelly. Here's a bit of trivia for you. A couple years ago, looked on public records, and there was a total of 7 Kelly Kellys in Pinellas County alone. Anyway, yes, I am going to introduce you.
You've got clones.
I'm here with Doug Kelly, my better three quarters.
And Big Ed Davis.
What?
And Big Ed Davis.
And Big Ed, yes. Forget him.
Nope.
And today we are playing songs with months of the year in the title.
That's right.
Yeah.
And our next song is of course going to be, since we just did April with I've Got Pieces of April by Three Dog Night, we're now going to do a very well-known song by The Temptations. And during that song of My Girl, you're going to hear him say, I've got the month of May. And it's really beautiful. So here it is, My Girl with The Temptations. Got the month of May with My Girl. It's so beautiful. You know, in school you had different subjects like math and English and social studies and science. And if they had a class on timing, I think I would have gotten an F. I don't think we're going to get through 12 of the months because of my inimical ability to post everything. We're going to skip. We're going to skip ahead a little bit and actually go into our theme song, which is the month of September. And it's a great song. We love it. It's called September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Next song for October. Many people don't know this, but Big Ed Davis, our executive producer, used to be a DJ at New York, New York here in Clearwater. Ed, did you ever play Monster Mash?
Oh, that's a good one.
Only at gunpoint.
Gunpoint.
I can see it's a
song.
You know, you only played once a year.
Yeah, I know. If you look at the YouTube video, it's really good with Bobby Pickett.
To watch that. Yeah.
So here it is, Monster Mash.
So we're going to make people listen to it anyway.
That's right.
There you go.
Nothing's going to top that ant song.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east,
to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash cool!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash cool!
Monster mash! Monster mash!
Sound like he's drowning at the end. All right, that makes us even, Kelly. I had to have the ants go marching one by one.
That's right.
You made up for it with Monster Mash. Our next one is a different genre than all the ones you've heard so far. I really love reggae music, and of course, the godfather of that is Bob Marley. And in November, what do we really celebrate the most? And I get, that would be Thanksgiving. And Bob Marley, in his own way, does that in this song. It's called Give Thanks and Praises.
Give thanks and praises to the Most High. Give thanks and praises so high. He will not deceive us, my brethren. He will only lead us again. Oh, take that veil from off of your eyes. Look into the future of real life. Noah had three sons, I'm Shem and Javier. And in Ham is known to be the prophet. Glory to Jah, the prophet is come.
Rastafari is his name.
All righty, Bob Marley. He's an icon, of course, in Jamaica, where he's from. And it's a really great country. Ed, have you been to Jamaica?
I haven't, no. But it looks nice and everything. I'm just not a very safe place these days.
Not these days, you're right. You're right. I think the State Department has even put them on a watch list because of violence and kidnappings and such. But
you know, it's no fun. If you go there, they tell you to stay in a small area. It's not really where you want to spend your money if you want to go explore.
True. But you know, if you go there on a tour, like an organized tour on a cruise ship or something, they're going to have security pretty much for the people on the tour. So. I wouldn't cross it off your list, but we've been there before, Kelly and I. It's just it's a mountainous country. It's beautiful greenery.
I've been to St. Martin on a cruise. That was interesting.
Yeah, the Dutch and the French sites. Yeah, that's really beautiful, too. But, you know, Jamaica's got so many nice things going for it, but it doesn't do gambling. They've never gotten to the gambling world, which is interesting. But anyway, Kel, let's do our December song.
December is that the title? December 1963
by the Four Seasons.
Yep. That was before I was born, Doug. So, but I know I should know this song, but I don't.
Okay, by the Four Seasons.
There it is.
Went to a Four Seasons concert in Miami about 25, 30 years ago.
Wow.
And Frankie Valli, honestly, he must be about 5'2 or 5'3. He's a real little guy. And you know, he's still performing at the age of 90. And he sounds great. You know, he really does. I've listened to him on YouTube a few times. We want to thank our guest tonight. I know this is kind of sneaky. Neil Sedaka, Willie Nelson, Acid War, Three Dog Night, The Temptations, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Bobby Pickett, and Bob Marley in the Four Seasons. Obviously, they're not really here. We just played their songs.
You forgot the Ants.
And we forgot the, well, actually, I did say it. The Ants, of course. Who could leave out the Ants?
The Ants, yeah.
Marching, that's for sure.
Holy cow.
Kel, I think you have a verse, do you not, for
us? I do have a verse from 2 Peter 3, verse 8. With the dead Lord, With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day.
Nice, nice.
In keeping with our calendar theme.
Very good. And, you know, I always like to say to everyone, don't go looking for happiness. Take it with you. And speaking of happiness, on Saturday night, we went to an event that was kind of fun, right?
We did. It was with the West Coast Players, which is just a little bit hard to find. It's behind the Clearwater Toyota dealership. We saw a play called The Dining Room. And the next showing is, the next play is Exit Laughing from April 26th to May 12th. And for more information, visit wcplayers.com.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, it was very nice of them to give us tickets. And, of course, they were on the show last week to promote it. So we thank them a lot for that. And pretty much, too, we'd like to thank three people who, if I have time, I've got a little bit of time to thank for helping us promote the Kelly Kelly Show. And if you are a long-time constant listener of the Tan Talk Radio Network, you probably have heard this 30-second spot that was taped by three people who are friends of mine. One of them was Wade Boggs, the great New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox, Tampa Bay Rays player who won a World Series championship with the Yankees, and Jimmy Johnson, the great coach of the Hurricanes, and also the Dallas Cowboys, and last but not least, Guy Harvey, the well-known conservationist and marine artist. So with that, I say thank you so much for being with us today on our show. In behalf of Kelly Kelly, Ed Davis, and myself, please tune in every Monday if you get a chance to listen to more of the Kelly Kelly Show from 5 to 6. Take care and good health to you.
Thanks for listening to the award-winning Kelly Kelly.